Before we can begin talking about the proximate causes of the biodiversity crisis, all of which are human-induced threats like habitat loss, climate change, and pollution, we must recognize that these impacts would not have reached such a crisis if there weren't so many of us. Human population has enjoyed exponential growth, and no matter how much we want sustainable use of resources to become a reality, the fact is our sheer numbers mean that the finite pie we call Earth has to be divided into smaller and smaller pieces for each of us to meet our basic needs. Even if each one of us were to decrease our personal consumption by 10 or say 20%, would that be enough to offset the consumption of all the additional people? It's astonishing to think that when I was born way back in 1968, there were only about 3.5 billion people on this planet, well less than half of the population we have today. In simplistic terms, that means half as much built-up land, half as much trash being produced. But even back then, people were already noticing this destruction of nature that was occurring. Indeed, the modern environmental movement was born back in the 60s and 70s. With all the human population growth that has happened since then, it's no wonder why fighting for the environment often feels like an uphill battle. What trajectory the human population will take in the future isn't perfectly clear. However, the United Nations' best guess under various modeled scenarios centers on between 10 and 11 billion people by 2100. To find out how many people there are today, click on the world population clock to watch the population creep up in real time.